And even as a baby Christian, I was wicked. You know why? Because I didn't know what to do after I got saved. I had no idea. I didn't know what to do. And I think most people don't know what to do after they get saved. So then I tried all kinds of different churches. And, did what I thought you're supposed to do, go to church, you know, and I did all kinds of things, but on the same feet, I had 1 foot trying to do that, and not really growing at all, and still living in the world. I slept with all kinds of women, that I know was wrong, but I did it anyway. That was before I ever knew I was saved by grace and that I could still do it, but I shouldn't do it. I have the ability to do it. I just did it because I was ignorant. Yeah, you could be saved and still sin. Yeah, you could still be saved and sin. In fact, you will until the day you die. But we're not supposed to do it. If you do it, God's going to spank you. He's going to spank you good. And I'll tell you what, I got spanked big time. Big time. Don't ever think that you can run from God if he's your father. He's going to bust you up, man. He's going to pull a switch out and spank the hell out of you. Yeah. If you're a child of his, if that don't happen, chances are you're not his father or a child of his. If you're not getting spanked, if you're out there going back and doing, say you're a homosexual. Say you're a Buffy like I was talking to the other day. And say he does get saved. I pray he does. Say he gets saved. Well, things go fine for a couple months. Say that he starts getting those worldly homosexual tendencies that he had before, and then he actually goes and does it again. Well, what's God going to do? He goes, yeah, go ahead. You know, I saved you. You know, my son died to just have you for 2 months live for me, and now it's okay, go back to your old weight. No, times a thousand, no. God is going to spank you. He can put you right. And in the worst case scenario, God is going to take you off this earth if he has to. If you say no to God after you're saved, I'm going to go back and do what I want to do. God can and will take you off this earth. It's in the Bible. Read it. You'll find it there. So, power of death. That's a warning, right? But Paul also says that death will be swallowed up in victory. You find that in 1 Corinthians. Book of Revelation, Christ says, I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. I took those keys out of the hands of Satan, and now I have them. And so now you as a person, you decide what from this day forward you're going to do, because Jesus is going to judge you one day. And so you can stay bound by Satan, and you know you are. Maybe you don't know you are. Just look at your life. What kind of life do you live? You know, you say, well, I'm an atheist. I don't even believe in God. I believe that we're all created from an ape, and I'm an ape man. Why do you believe that? Why do you believe a lot of things that you believe? Because you were indoctrinated. Your mind was filled with lies from the time you were born. And then going through school, you're filled with all kinds of garbage and crap. And then half the churches out there teach garbage and crap. And then from one generation to the next, they're just taught more lies and lies and lies. Look how today, how just in a few generations, did you know that sodomy was illegal in the United States, in every country, in every state? And if you committed that act, you would go to jail. You'd do some hard time. Yeah. Now what? They're out dancing in the streets, having parades, and they're proud of it. And all those laws have been abolished. All in a couple generations. I can go on for the next 5 hours talking about what has changed in the last few generations, but you just look it up yourself. See how people used to live a few generations ago. Talk to old people. I always tell people, and I think that's why they're killing them off. I really believe that. They don't want people to pass down their knowledge that they have. That's why they're killing them off. One of the reasons. Then they want all their money. They don't want to pay out all their government assistance that they give them. Social Security and all those things. There's a million reasons why they want to kill old people. But the main one, I believe, is they don't want them to, you or me or anybody, to go to a nursing home. Go somewhere to a church or somebody and talk to somebody that's 70, 80, 90 years old now. Talk to them how it used to be, how things used to be, and how things have changed. My goodness. My goodness, to be that person that saw things go from a horse and buggy to cars that drive themselves and a million other things that happened. That's why I say, and I have said in the past, what happened like around 1900, man? We went from the Wild West to within 100 years, not even 100 years of absolute change. What happened? I wrote about that. I'm not going to talk about it again. We're in the last days is what happened. Satan's giving his final kick in. Just like Adam, he had 120 years to build that ark. And people had 120 years to get themselves together, but they didn't do it. And they got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Till where Moses, man, got, where's that first drop of rain? Please let it drop. And I'm saying the same thing now. God, let that first drop of rain come down. God, we need you. We need you. So, anyways, Paul. I was talking about Paul. Satan's power is broken with Jesus. That doesn't mean he's not totally 100% powerless yet. He definitely still has his power. You can see it now. It's last days, can he not? Jesus broke the power of death. Broke away the power that people couldn't go to God and be saved. So I guess I'll wrap it up. I'm going to wrap it up. Don't even know what I said. Hopefully was from God. I pray it was from God. I pray it's from you, God, whatever I said. Made sense to somebody that there is a devil. We have an adversary. We have an opponent. We have somebody who wants to kill us, destroy us. Especially now, I'm telling you now, whether it's through these shots, whether it's through destroying our water. Yeah, the train thing, that was just an accident. Oh, okay. People don't know what spells are. Did you know that Satan has to tell people exactly what he's going to do before he does it? Just like that train crash. He had a movie. In that movie, showed exactly what was going to happen. And it happened. Even in the exact same city. And funny thing, it was Palestine, huh? East Palestine. And who hates East Palestine? Who has taken over a land and killed them since they took over in 1948? Who wants it all? Yeah, the devil. The devil. And he's going to destroy this nation any way he can. Destroying the water, destroying the animals through fake illnesses. Bird flu, avian flu, what do they call them? They're killing all the chickens. Killing them all. Killing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them over something that doesn't exist. Yeah. Yeah, look that up. Look how they just come in and say, oh, yeah. Yeah, we think that this one bird's got it, so we got to kill them all. So one bird, even though they probably didn't have a start with, they kill 100,000. Yeah, it seems similar to people, don't it? COVID, now it's the birds, now it's the animals. Yeah. Do you know that if it hasn't happened yet, they're trying to put that same shot on the animals now? Yeah. Put that shot on the animals, that vaccine in the animals. Animals are already getting vaccines they shouldn't be getting. Amish don't give their animals vaccines. Nah, they're fine. So we don't want the devil to give any kind of tactical advantage over us. So how do we do that? Well, you got to be really strong in God's word. Right? Revelation's a hard book to understand, and I'm getting to where I almost finally got it all. And that's why I was going to preach on it, talk about it. I don't know if I'm calling myself a preacher. Teacher, I don't even know what I am. I'm just a brother in the Lord. I don't consider myself either one of those. I'm just a brother in the Lord. I feel that God is talking through me. So that's what I am. Don't ever call me a preacher or a teacher. I'm just a brother. Just like you got any other brother in Christ. And hopefully I have some words of truth and knowledge that you can use and helps you. That's all I pray. So John the Revelator, he sees the ultimate end of Satan, the devil, the serpent of old. There is an end to Satan. Just like there was a beginning of Jesus, it seemed like it faded away. No, it didn't fade away. It's going to all come to fruition real soon. Real soon. In the upcoming years. It's not a long, long time away. I've spent the last, I don't know, 4 months on when he's actually coming back. And I know you'll say, well, you can't know the day. You can't. I can pinpoint it to one thing. And I've said it from the beginning, it's the day that he died, the year that he died, is 2,000 years later, he's going to come back. That I know for sure. If I had anything, I'd bet everything I had that would be the year he comes back. Now, at first, I used to think it was 2033. And I used to think that because I just went on small little trails of what people said and thought, well, hey, that makes a lot of sense, you know. And that was 2033, and how they came up with that. And I said, oh, that sounds right. And then, no, that ain't right at all. That ain't right at all. I can tell you that after doing much more research on it. And then I came down to 2030 for a lot of reasons. In fact, that's going to be the next thing I talk about. I'm going to tell you what I think when the Lord's going to come back. I'm going to tell you that. And then you take it from there. And as fast as time is going by, it ain't that far away. It might be years still, but it ain't that far away, I can tell you that. But getting back to the devil. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Find that in Revelation 20. Problem is, it's not just them. You know who else is going with them in that same place? Those that don't believe in God and Jesus and the free gift that he gave you. It's free. It's a free gift that he gave you. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to do anything. Accept it is all you have to do. Just believe what Christ did on the cross. That's all you have to believe. Can you do it right now, this second? I don't know. That depends on you. It depends where you've been in your past from then until now. You might have enough in you right now. You say, hey, yeah, I want to get saved, and I want to get saved right here and now. I want to get saved right here and now. Well, you can do that. You can do that. Yeah. Or maybe you're going to be like me. It took me a long time. I had a Christian guy that worked on me probably for 6 months, and I treated him like crap, man. I treated him like crap. I did some nasty things to him, but he kept going forward with me. The final kicker was, one day he said, you know what, God loves you. And I said, God don't love me. God don't love me. God don't love me. Yeah, he loves you. He loves you, and he died for you. He died for you. All you got to do is believe that he died for your sins, that he's your Savior, that he died on the cross for you, that his blood was shed for you so that you could live forever in paradise. My friend, I don't know, I probably didn't speak near enough of what I wanted to say about the devil, but we're in a war, And I opened your eyes to that war. Did you see what that war is? And that war is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse from now until the time Jesus comes back. And you're going to see things happening worse and worse. I've said all along that World War III is coming. It has to come. You know why? Because there's people that are becoming awake. Coming awake, you know. They know what's going on. They're finally saying, hey, what the hell? That COVID thing was, was a bunch of malarkey. And then what about that vaccine thing? And what about the guy that's the father of the vaccines? And still to this day, after knowing what it does to people, doesn't say anything about it, but still wants to get his little foot in the door again. Oh, if you only knew how things work. If you understood the, the Jesuit's Creed. Go read the Jesuit's Creed and what that is. And then read how they do things. Order out of chaos. How somebody could say they're even the Pope. And what is the Pope? What if he was a Jew? Would that blow your mind? Ever hear what a crypto Jew is? Infiltration. Infiltration of everything. Infiltration of governments. Just like I see these TV preachers. How did they get to where they got? They're infiltrated. How are they infiltrated? Yeah. Crypto, man. They're saying they're one thing, pretending they're one thing. And they're not. There's something quite the opposite. Read how the Jews at one time, how they would go into a country and they would take over all their customs and pretend like they were one of the good old boys. But they really weren't. They really weren't. And as soon as they got enough power, snap, they would take over as best they could. As best they could. Till that country found out about what the hell they were doing, and then they kicked them out. Hundreds of countries they got kicked out of. What was Hitler all about? Well, of course you're brainwashed into thinking, oh, how evil that man was. And what was he trying to conquer? I've already said it 100 times, 1,000 times. Look what I've said. Look for documentaries that I put on the website. What was he fighting? He was fighting communism. Who runs communism? He was trying to defeat something that was trying to take all over all of Europe. They'd already taken over Russia. You're just moving on over. So, guy, I think a man from God. I don't care what anybody says. I think Hitler was a man from God. He came along, and I think he was used as the last vesture to try and defeat the devil's children. And he would have. He would have. But you know why he didn't and wasn't able to? Because of the United States. Because of England. They got involved. And they helped the wrong side. Even MacArthur says, we fought for the wrong side. Greatest general there ever was. I think we fought from the wrong side, guys. How did the United States get involved on the wrong side? How did anybody that fought against Germany during World War II, how did they decide what they were going to do to fight against them? How did they consider them the enemy? How was Germany the enemy? Put it that way. Who decided that? Who decided that, and how did they accomplish that? Look all that up. Open your mind today. Open your mind to the past and what happened, like in the Bolshevik Revolution. That wasn't that many. Long ago. Wasn't that long ago. What happened then? See if that isn't happening again in the United States. And see who isn't in control. Again, pulling off the same thing. All right, now I'm going. 1 hour was a lot. 2 hours was really a lot. 2 hours and 45 minutes, that's over the edge. I guess I just felt like I had to vent today. Because like I said, sometimes I don't sleep at night. You ever get like that? You don't sleep at night, and then you start seeing all kinds of weird things. And I just got to think about Satan, what a dirty, rotten bitch he is. And all his followers, they're all bitches, too. And they're trying to turn everybody else into bitches. And everybody else is letting them. That's the problem. They're letting them do it. There ain't that many of them. That's the problem. There ain't that many of them. Yet the majority let them do it. Majority of them let them do it. And that's why they have to have World War III. Because if there is ever a great awakening, which I'm not so sure there will be. I pray there will be. I'll pray that right now. Lord, I pray with all my heart and all my soul and all that I am, God. I pray there is a great awakening in the nation. That the United States wakes up, Lord, to what has happened to them. What is happening to them? Lord, who is in charge? May they realize who is in charge, God, and me. May you, the people, become the people once again and take control of all enemies, both foreign and domestic, God. I pray that in the name of Jesus. May there be a great awakening, a great reclamation, Lord, of this nation as to what it once was, the most beautiful and greatest nation that ever was existed on this earth, United States, that was built upon you, God, built upon you, built upon those that left the tyranny of England and wanted to be free, have their own freedoms to do whatever they wanted, not have a government have control over them. Well, what happened, God? Started out that way, but is it that way now? Look how big the government is nowadays. Look at how big it is, God. What does that mean? That means that we have turned ourselves away from God, or from God, yes. You, and turned our faces towards different places, allowed things to come into this land that are complete garbage, God, we allow it to happen. What is taught in schools nowadays? Oh, and a million other things, God. Oh God, I pray for awakening. Please open the eyes of God, the lost, especially those that call themselves believers and sit on their butt and do nothing, to sit with their suitcase, waiting for the rapture. That's not going to happen. There is no such thing as a rapture. We are all going to go through this hell. We already started going through it. Don't you see that with your own eyes? Don't you see that? We're already in it. And we're not getting out until Jesus comes back. There is no such thing as rapture. So God, those people that hold their little suitcase and stand back and say, oh, I'm saved. I'm not going to do nothing. I'm just going to sit here and, you know, let the world defeat itself. And I'm okay. I'm saved. And I don't have to do anything. Well, you're totally wrong. You're 100% wrong, Christian, who thinks that and believes that. You better get off your ass. You better get off your ass. Just like me. Just like me, that's what I did. I sat at the sidelines. I said, I can't do that no more. I can't do that no more with knowing we're in the last days. And there are so many people that are lost that if only I was able for 1 minute of their time, able to show them the gospel and the strength of you, God, and the peace of you, and that you love them, you love everybody. If I could only, God, for a minute of my life, show them that and convince them of that, God, that I was a Christian, then I did what I was called to do. Like any other Christian, I didn't sit on my butt in these last days. I got up and I grabbed my sword. I grabbed my sword and I went out into the world and did the best I could. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for my salvation. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Though I don't have much, I have everything in you. You are everything. Protect me, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus as I go into subjects that most people wouldn't touch. They would fear that. I don't fear anything in you, Lord. I don't fear anything in you. They can take my body. They can take my body. But they can't take my soul. Thank you, Lord. Give me your protection, Lord. May your angels on high, just like you told me, God. Protect me. Protect me, God. Anybody comes against me, God, strike them down dead. Strike them down before they even come anywhere near me. Strike them down, God. Have your angels strike them down. In Jesus' name. I love everybody. And if you took the time to just sit and listen to me all this time, well, I love you. I love you. And I hope that this ministry helped you. And I hope what I just said helped you. That's all I want to do, is be Jesus speaking through me. Amen.